我没有想到贵教会的诗班那么棒。
I've never imagined your choir in this church is so, so good, excellent.
Right. 把我们这个节期的灵借着两首诗歌完全提到天上去了。
Raise our spirit during this festive season up to heaven.
我们将来到天上的时候
in one day when we meet in heaven,
我们要跟天使一起来赞美我们的神。
We are going to sing the chorus together with angels.
那是何等喜乐何等荣耀的日子。
It will be a joyful and glorious day.
今天全世界的基督徒都在那里庆祝圣诞节。
You know, today the whole world, Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas.
是因为人类的历史是因为它分成两大段。
It is so true because of Jesus, the human history has been divided into two.
不管你信耶稣也好，不信耶稣也好，你都要承认，今天是2017年。
Whether you're Christians or not, you have to admit today is
2017. 对吧？十二月二十四号。
24th of December.
什么意思？就是2017年。
What does 2017 mean?
就是这个是从耶稣降生以后，人类已经走了2017年了。
It is after the birth of Jesus Christ, human history has left 2017 years.
所以耶稣是划时代的人物。
Surely Jesus is the one who demarcates history.
今天早上
，This morning,
我们。在这里要为耶稣做见证。
We are here to bear testimony for Jesus.
他凭什么能够被接受？整个的世界都把他的降生就把历史分成两大段。
By what virtue or authority that he could divide or demarcate the whole human history?
这一次我跟大家在一起，来交通圣经的最后一卷书《启示录》。
You know, my theme of my sharing of this conference is to share the last book of the Bible, the Revelation.
那这个作者就是耶稣十二个门徒之一的约翰。
The author is one of the 12 disciples, John.
约翰是一个耶稣所在十二个门徒里头，圣经告诉我们他是耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
You know, among the 12 disciples, the Bible describes John is the one whom Jesus loved.
他是躺在耶稣怀里的那一位。
He leaned at the bosom of Jesus.
也就是说，他对耶稣的认识有他独特的地方。
It tells us that his knowledge of Jesus is very unique.
所以主也特别留他，让他能够一直活到90多岁，快100岁。
That's why the Lord left him on earth in his 90s, nearly 100 on earth.
然后神就开始。让这个约翰的执事来在那个时代中为耶稣做见证。
And God allows John in his ministry to continue to bear testimony for his generation.
因为我们昨天说过，约翰在那个时候出来做最后这一段路的见证的时候，是受罗马皇帝基督徒受很大的逼迫。
Yesterday we mentioned John's ministry for his generation.At that time, Christians were really severely persecuted by the Roman Empire.
有很多的基督徒为着信仰失去了家产。
Many Christians, their property forsaken.
有的甚至牺牲了他们的性命。
Even their lives given for the Lord, sacrificed.
他们没有违背向他们启示的这位耶稣基督。
But they never disobeyed Jesus, whom reveal himself to them.
这个福音从第一个世纪一直传到今天21世纪。
The gospel was preached and begun from the first to the very 21st century.
这2000年来有亿万的人来相信他。
For the 亿万 millions of millions of Christians, believers.
所以这个耶稣是非同小可的人物。
You know, Jesus is a remarkable person.
那么这一位约翰，他写过一本福音书。
You know, John also has written another gospel book.
所以今天早上呢，我就要从同样的作者，但是他写约翰福音的时候，他也有他的一个独特的地方，来为这位神的儿子耶稣基督做见证。
So this morning I'm going to use another book of this same author, the John's Gospel, and he is going to describe in a very special way.
昨天我是讲到第一个异象，那是在启示录里头。
Yesterday I mentioned the first vision in the book of Revelation.
今天我就要从约翰福音来看第一个神迹。
And today I will share from the Gospel of John the first sign.
我们如果你有圣经，或者等一下它可以放在荧幕上，我要请大家看的是约翰福音第二章。
If you have the Bible, you can turn to the Book of John chapter 2.
我们要念这个头十一节圣经，头十一节。
We read the book of John chapter 2 from verses 1 to 11.
为节省时间呢，我跟我翻译的弟兄，我们两个轮，我念第一节，单数节，他念第二节，双数节。
We'll just read in turn.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding.
酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Nearby stood six stone jar, water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来。
And said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。我昨天提过，我曾经今年带着一群基督徒去这个圣地。
I've already mentioned yesterday that this year, at the beginning of the year, I brought a group of Christians to visit the Holy Land.
那也很特别的事情是，在迦拿，我们不但去参观，而且举行了一个婚礼。
Very interesting. Not only we visited the land of Cana, there was actually a wedding we hosted.
对，所以我们现场经验一下耶稣在那里行第一个神迹的那一个感觉。我没有行神迹。
So we experienced firsthand the wedding in the land of Cana. Of course, I could not perform miracle.
但是有神迹发生在后来我们去有一个叫做希洛亚池子的地方。
There was a miracle indeed, because after that, in the pool of Siloam,
有一个老姐妹，她是加兴的一个老姐妹。
It is an old sister went with us.
是一个老退休的老师。
A retired teacher.
他一直拿着拐杖，他的两个脚是行动不便的。
She had to walk with sticks.
那天我们走那个水道啊。
So on that day we walk along the pool.
那个水道有人愿意走，有人不愿意走，因为是漆黑，什么都看不见。
Because it was very dark along the还是在 Hezekiah，
对对对
，Hezekiah 水道，
对对，西西家水道
，OK，
把那个水引到那个希洛亚池子去。
Yeah, it was from Hezekiah canal to the Siloam pool.
对
，it was a very dark alley，
400米长啊
，400 meters。
那有的人敢走，有的人不敢走。那个最浅的水到你的脚罗，深的就到你的腰。
And some dare not to try because it can be deep as to your waist。
那么然后有的时候高，有的时候低，有的时候宽，有的时候窄，像我这个胖子高一点，头老是撞到。
It's quite dangerous because it can bump in your head if it is low or some very narrow, you can hurt yourself.
照理说应该健康的人，有胆量的人去走那个黑道。
You know, if you're healthy and bold, you should be able to walk the alley.
可是那天这个老师他也说我也要走。
You know, that retired teacher said, I'm going to try.
所以他带着他的两个拐杖。
So with her two sticks, she walked.
我是走在前面第一个，他走在后面最后一个。
I was at the front, and then she was at the very back.
所有人都大叫，哎，姐妹啊，不要去啊。
Everybody telling her, "Don't go." Sister,
他说我一定要去，很奇怪。
Said, I have to.
结果四百米走完，她是最后一个跑出来。
So after 400 meters walk, she was the last one.
拐杖丢掉了。
No more stick needed.
我今年十月再到嘉兴去看见她的时候，她已经不再用拐杖了。
She's actually from China, Jiaxing. This November I went back, and she no longer needed the stick to walk.
的确。神可以行神迹。
You know, God can perform miracles.
对，我们想不到的。
Beyond our imagination.
那在这个地方，你要知道这整卷的约翰福音。
If you want to understand the whole book of John's Gospel,
作者就说，如果我要把耶稣所行的神迹通通一样一样写下来。
You know, John says, if I'm to write everything Jesus has performed,
他就是这个世界也装。不像
even the whole world's book cannot contain them.
所以他要怎么样来介绍这位耶稣？他行了这么多的神迹奇事。
But since Jesus has performed so many miracles, how is he going to write it down?
圣灵就感动他。
So the Holy Spirit moved him.
让他在跟随耶稣的这一段三年半的路程当中，他看见耶稣行了这么多神迹，但是圣灵指出来有八件是有代表性的。
But during the 3.5 years of watching Jesus many miracles performed, the Holy Spirit has asked him to choose 8 representative signs.
对，那么你看，你注意他英文的翻译的时候提到神迹，并没有用 miracle.
Here it's not miracles but signs.
他反而用一个很有意思的一个字叫做记号，对吧？
It is sign.
那我昨天讲的时候，我说神在天上用星星、月亮、太阳，有的时候要做一个记号，来向世界的人传一个信息。
Remember yesterday I mentioned God up in the sky used sun, moon, and stars as a sign to tell the world something to happen.
那么，同样，耶稣在地上的时候，他行了许多的神迹里头，圣灵就指出来。这里有八件事情是要提醒地上的人，你如果看见这八件事，你就无法否认耶稣是神的儿子。
By the same token, John here, God said, from these 8 representative signs, you cannot deny the word of God clearly.
那在八个代表的这个记号的里头，第一个记号就是我们刚刚读的。
And this morning, we have just read the first representative sign of Jesus' miracles.
那这个故事本身并不复杂，很简单的一个故事。
It is actually a very simple story.
这是耶稣出来传道所行的第一个神迹。
It is the first miracle performed by Jesus when he started preaching.
那耶稣选一个什么场合出现呢？
And what circumstance was it?
他选择婚姻的场合。
It's a wedding.
这都是有预表性的意义在那里。
There are deep meaning behind.
我们知道，五年前习近平当主席的时候，他也做了一个标记性的动作。
You know, 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping, he also did something representative.
他去北京一个包子店叫庆丰包子去吃包子。
He went to a local dumpling store in Beijing and
包子。
包子。
小笼包，
小笼包 ，dumpling， 笨，OK，
不是说他在平常的地方吃不到包子，但是刻意跑到庆丰包子去吃，他有一个信息要传达的，对吧
？He deliberately went to the 庆丰dump shop to tell people something，
就是清明啊，清明。
I'm very close to my people。
那主耶稣神的儿子到地上来，他要向这个世界来。表达一个信息。
You know, when Jesus came to this earth, he was there to tell the world a very important message.
他不但传道，
not only he preached,
他也行神迹奇事。
He performed miracles and signs.
在这个神迹奇事里面，他有很重要的信息要向这个世界来表明。
An important message to tell the whole world.
那他第一个地方去表明他自己的时候，是选择一个婚姻的场合。
And he chose a wedding occasion to presents this message.
当然一面来讲这是一个喜乐的我们大家都喜欢参加这个喝喜酒啊。
I understand on one hand is a very joyful occasion. We all like to enjoy a banquet.
从年长的到年幼的都喜欢参加婚宴。
From old to young, we all enjoy attending wedding banquets.
对。 那么我们中国话叫喝喜酒，没有叫喝喜水的。
You know, we always say in Chinese, especially to drink a wedding, a joyful wine.
对，所以喜酒是代表喜乐。
You know, wine represents joy.
婚姻是带给这对新婚的夫妻一个喜乐的人生开始。
Wedding represents the beginning of a joyful journey for the couple.
那主耶稣他就在这个场合来参加这个婚礼，他们邀请了耶稣来。
And in this occasion, they invited Jesus, and he attended this joyful occasion.
那当然，他第一个信息要表达的，耶稣来到这个世界干嘛
？So the first message he wanted to tell the world, what is he doing on earth?
你知道我们这一次的family conference 的主题是什么吗
？Do you know the theme of our family conference this year?
新妇
，the bride。
装饰整齐，等候新郎。
Herself waiting for the husband.
所以耶稣在他开始出来的时候，就选择一个婚姻的场合来参加这个婚宴。
So Jesus chose these wedding occasions to begin his ministry.
就暗示着他来到这个地球上，他要来找一个新妇。
He's telling us while he's on earth, he's there to find to look.For his bride.
这是约翰在这里把它写下来，告诉我们他来是有一个目的的。
Here John is telling us Jesus coming to this earth with a purpose.
好，这个故事是说到他们在这个婚宴的时候，大家很喜乐来喝喜酒。
Now the story happened this way. People were very joyful, just drinking wine.
但是有一件不幸的事情发生。
One thing very unfortunate had happened.
酒喝完了
，No more wine。
这个是很尴尬的事情。
It's a very embarrassing.
我曾经有类似的关于吃饭的经验。
I have something similar, something experience.
跟朋友说，今天我请客。
You know, I was inviting friends. I will be taking you out on me.
对，然后我们出去大吃大喝。
So we just went out and eat and drink.
要付账的时候一摸没带钱。
And then when it's me for me to pay the bill, I didn't bring my wallet.
这简直是最囧的事情了，对吧
？This is most embarrassing.
这个大口一开说今天我请客，可是阁下没带钱。
A moment that it's all on me, but then when it's time to pay the bill, no money.
那么这一家人请这么多的客人来喝喜酒，可是喝了一半酒没有了。
Now that I think very.High climax of the time. People want more wine, but no more wine.
这是很囧的事情。
Truly very embarrassing.
然后主耶稣的母亲在场，他就转身过来对他的儿子说，他们酒用尽了。
Jesus' mother was there, so she turned and tell Jesus, they have no more wine.
那么耶稣就说，母亲啊，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
And Jesus replied, Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time is not yet come.
母亲是好意思说，哎，你给他们解决问题嘛。
With good intention, the mother just asked Jesus, help them out.
但是对耶稣来讲
，But as far as Jesus is concerned,
他是不错，是玛利亚的儿子。
Of course, he's the son of Mary.
他更是神的儿子。
But he's the son of God.
他现在要出来为神做工。
Now he's beginning the work of God.
所以他要表明一个很清楚的选择。
He needs to clarify clearly.
他的一言一行一动必须受天父的控制差遣。
All his words and actions and deeds must be under the command of the Heavenly Father.
讲到家里的事，妈妈可以讲话。
Household matters, mom will be responsible.
讲到侍奉神的事，妈妈没有发言权，是要听神的。
But regarding the ministry of God's work, mom can have no say, but only the Heavenly Father.
所以她妈妈知道她有一点月份了。
And Mary immediately realized she had.Cross the border.
但是她很聪明，这个母亲很聪明。
But she's very clever.
她就转身对那个仆人说话。
She turned around and told the servants,
等一下，她不管说什么，你就照着去做，不要问为什么。
Just do whatever he tells you. Just obey.
果然耶稣就说话了。
Now Jesus spoke.
那么，犹太人的习俗是这个样子的。
You know, there's a ritual for the Jews.
他们来参加婚宴的时候
，when people the guests attend a wedding banquet，
那当然这是两千年前了
，2000 years ago，
没有我们现在的汽车，也没有我们现在的柏油路，也没有我们现在的鞋子
，no cars， no shoes， no asphalt road，
那都是土路
，dirt road，
然后穿的是草鞋
，just wearing sandals，
对吧？所以他们这样来的时候，在这个路上总是脚都是很多的灰啊
，so that feet will be very dirty, full of dust。
所以他们在这个进到这个喜宴的这个房子里面来的时候呢，仆人在外头总有一些水来替所有的客人洗脚。
So the moment they enter into the premise, the servants would everyone wash their feet before they attend。
然后客人才进来，可以很轻松的、很舒服的。来享受这一段宴席
and then the guests can relax and enjoy the banquet.
所以现在已经这个宴席来到了快要结束的时候，当然这个洗脚的水全部都用完了。
Now, of course, it's coming to almost the end of the banquet. The water that's used to wash the feet is also almost gone.
所以主耶稣就对仆人说，去把这个所有的六那个时候正好有六大缸的水啊，空的，把它通通。从井水里面倒出来，重新填满这个六口池缸。
So Jesus told the servants to just fill the jars with water, and there were six stone water jars.
然后呢，主又给第二个命令。
And then the second command.
舀这个水去给那个灌宴席的喝。
Draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet to taste.
如果你是那个佣人
，Imagine you're one of the servants.
你第一个问题。
First question you would ask.
你凭什么打发我们再去舀水？现在根本不必要了，对不对
？Who do you think you are that you can give me commands to fill the water?
幸亏玛利亚先打了一个招呼。
It's good that Mary already told the servant.
所以他们去乖乖的把水统统打上来填满。
So they obeyed the command and filled the jars with water.
现在叫我们再舀水。去给赶宴席的喝，这不是更离谱了吗
？Now it's extraordinary that you ask me to draw that water and ask the master of the banquet to taste.
他们还是坚持听话
，but still they listen.
不问为什么
，no question asked.
你怎么说，我就怎么做。
Whatever you ask me, I will just follow.
对吗？所以他就把这个水给了那个管宴席的。
So they did so, passed the water.
管宴席一喝，马上哦。这么好的酒啊
！And then the master tasted what a choice wine.
然后就对这个新郎说
，And then he told the bridegroom.
哎，平常喝喜酒，你都是先拿好酒给大家喝的，喝到大家醉醺醺，你再把差的酒拿上来，大家也不知道在喝什么。
He said everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, because by the time the guests got drunk, they didn't care what they would be drinking. Could be just water.
对，但是你们家很稀奇啊。
But you are so extraordinary.
你们把最好的酒留在后头。
How come you leave the best to the last?
对，这是这个管宴席的做的，对整个这个宴席做了一个评语。
This is his conclusion and evaluation of what had happened.
好，十一节就说，这是耶稣所行的头一个标记。
Now verse 11, this the first of his miraculous signs.
显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
He thus revealed his glory and his disciples put their faith in him.
所以这是整个的故事。
This is the story.
但是他要传达什么信息？
But what message is this all about?
我们时间没有，所以我不有办法把整个的圣经都给你念出来。
I don't have much time to read the whole passage to you.
既然它是第一个神迹，那一定还有第二个神迹，对吧
？Since this is the first sign, there must be a second and third.
所以你如果跳到后面第四章的时候
，If you turn to chapter four,
最后一节54节
，chapter four verse 54, the last verse，
他就提到第二个神迹了。
Then it tells。The second miraculous sign.
这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹。
Chapter 4, verse 54. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed, having come from Judea to Galilee.
那换言之，从第二章这第一个神迹，一直到第四章这二三四三章圣经里面，都应该是跟第一个神迹有关系的。
So three chapters, chapter 2, 3, 4, from the first to the second miraculous signs.All this happening must be related to the first sign.
那如果你很快的这样子用眼睛瞄一下
，and if you just browse，
第一件事情就是这个婚宴。
First sign about the wedding banquet.
第二件事情就是耶稣洁净圣殿。
Second sign when Jesus cleansed the temple.
第三件事情就是耶稣晚上有一个做官的叫尼哥底母的来找他。
And the third event was an official called Nicodemus. He went to visit Jesus at night time.
对，第四件就是第四章耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人谈话。
And the fourth event was Jesus talking to a woman from Samaria.
这四件事情都应该包括在这第一件神迹里面主耶稣要表达的。
So these four events should have been included or indicated by the first sign.
那我把这个第一个神迹叫什么名字呢？
How should I name this first sign?
叫做好酒留在后头。
I would say the choice wine left to the last.
好酒
choice wine
留在后头
left to the last.
但是要能够享受这个好酒，他们先要经历过一场叫做酒用尽的尴尬场面。
But in order to enjoy the choice wine, they have to experience the embarrassing moment of no more wine.
刚刚我们的诗班唱了一首诗歌《以马内利》。
You know the hymn sung by the choir, Emmanuel.
对吧？在那首诗歌讲到这个地上有许多的人盼望以马内利这位神的儿子能够来拯救他们，他们在黑暗痛苦中挣扎。
The hymn was describing the conditions of mankind. They were struggling, they were suffering, waiting for Emmanuel to come.
这首诗歌开始的时候 ，cello 在拉一个非常低沉的调。
You know the cello
显明那个是一个非常悲哀的环境，在那个调子里面。
The cello was playing a very low and sad mood, telling people that.People were struggling.
Yeah, 我们的 cello 很棒。
He's very good.
你看这个婚姻，这个婚宴。
Now come back to this wedding banquet.
我们人生，我们在座的，我们都，除非你是单身，那是另外一回事。假使你不是单身，你或多或少都已经结婚过了，经过婚礼，你也参加过别人的婚礼。
I assume most of us have been married or you have attended.Wedding banquets, unless you are single.
中国人有一句话，人生有几个喜乐的时光。
You know, Chinese people have this saying that we human history has few several occasions of joyful time.
对不对？有一个叫金榜题名时。
First, when you got a first mark and being a chosen to be.
对，金榜题名时就你考试的时候得到第一名啊。
So you get a first number one distinction.
对不对？那这是人生快乐的时光。
It's a happy time.
还有一个时光就是洞房花烛夜。
And secondly is your first night when you get married.
对吧？这都是人生快乐的时光。
It's very happy occasion.
但是你走过人生这些事情、这些经历的时候
，But once you have experienced all these,
你会发现是在那一个得到的时候，你是很快乐的。
You discovered one thing. The moment you got that, you were very happy and joyful.
但是你会发现这个快乐并不长。
The happiness doesn't last.
我们不管中国人也好，外国人也好，叫这个蜜月啊 ，honeymoon 啊。
You know whether it's Chinese or Westerner, call it honeymoon.
很可惜，只有一个月。
Unfortunately, only one month. Moon.
蜜月只有一个月。
In Chinese, it's just honeymoon.
对，所以所有的快乐都是很短暂的。
All the happiness only very temporary.
对吧？婚姻你是有快乐，但是过了不久，柴米油盐酱醋茶，那一来到生活的实际，这个快乐好像就消失了。
Wedding happy for a month, and after the month, all the chores, all the difficulties of life suddenly overwhelming.
对不对？然后你就会发现，过了一年，过了两年，婚姻就变成非常的 boring.
After one or two years.Very boring.
那个新鲜感就没有了。
And that excitement disappears.
那怎么叫做看老夫老妻呢？
That's why we call people old husband, old wife.
你就会发现，他们年轻的时候是在一起，分都分不开的，很紧的。
You know, when they were young, they really close. They never can depart from one another.
到后来，老夫老妻一个走在前面，一个走后面，很远的。
And when you observe them walk, when they are old, always one walk in front of the other.
对吧？所以这就是讲到人生的无奈。
This is something we just cannot escape.
很多美好的事物 在我们经历的时候，我们发现一件事情，酒是好，但是很短。
You will discover in many events of your life, happy moments only temporary. Wine is good, but no more.
总有酒用尽的时光。
There will be moments that there's no more wine.
这个婚姻就是代表这个意思。
Now this wedding represents this scenario.
但是这个主人做了一件对的事情。
But the master has done a very good thing.
这个本来是很尴尬的场面，但是整个有一个大的转机。
This very embarrassing moment had a sudden turn.
这个转机是什么？
Where did this turn come from?
他们请了耶稣来做客人。
Because they have invited Jesus as well.
对吧？如果这个婚姻没有耶稣来到这个中间的话，这个酒大概就没戏唱了。
You know, if Jesus wasn't there, that's it, the end of the story.
但是耶稣在。
But Jesus was there.
好了，整个事情是怎么有一个转机的呢？
And where did this turning point begin?
你就会发现，耶稣从客人的位置变成主人的位置。
The moment began when Jesus was from the position of a guest into a master.
那我们中国话有一个术语叫做反兵为主啊。
You know, in Chinese it's, from like aInfantry, you became the commander.
Okay, that's fine. 就是他本来是来做客的。
Originally, he was one of just a guest.
但是现在他能够发命令叫那个仆人去做两件很奇怪的事。
But now he became the commander. He could put command for the servants to obey.
严格的说，这两个都是不合理的。
Well, strictly speaking, these are unreasonable demands.
对不对？但是他顺服了这个仆人。
But the servants obey.
当这个仆人顺服耶稣的命令的时候，神迹就发生了。
When the servants obey Jesus' command, miracles happen.
我们很多的所谓的读书人呢，知识分子啊。
You know, many of us claim to be knowledgeable people.
我们可能对每一件事情都要用理性来做判断。
So often we use our intelligence to analyze things.
合理的我接受，不合理的我拒绝。
Reasonable, I accept. Unreasonable to me, I will reject.
我们所称这个东西叫做科学精神。
We always ascribe this as scientific.
因为你符合逻辑。
If it is scientific and logical.
对，那么所以你听到这个故事的时候，你觉得这个简直是不合乎科学精神。
You know, it is beyond scientific explanation.
水怎么可以变成酒呢？
How can water be turned into wine?
是你把你的神限制在那个科学的那个范畴里头。
Because simply you have confined your God.
你要用你的逻辑来判断这件事情可不可能发生。
You use the logic to check whether it is possible or not.
是，如果你的神只是在这一个范畴里头行而下，你的科学精神是不错的。
If your God is confined by this science, then you are right.
但是我们的神，他虽然是创造宇宙最合乎科学的神，
But our God, He created science.
但是在这个科学之外，有一个叫做形而上。
You know, but beyond science, there's something higher.
科学研究物质没有问题。
You know, you use science to analyze matters. It's fine.
那你有物理，有化学，有等等等等这些研究所有关于形而下的东西，科学精神是绝对正确的。
You know, you use science to analyze physics, chemistry, and other spectrums. It's all good under this spectrum.
但是有一些领域，科学是不灵光的。
But there is some territory that you cannot use science to understand.
想得出来吗？
Can you think of anything?
你跟你的女朋友谈恋爱。
You know, when you're falling in love with your girlfriend,
你爱她爱得要命。
You love her to death.
但是你是个科学家。
But you are a scientist.
你说，亲爱的，我今天爱你十公斤。
But can you tell your lover, today I love you 10 kilograms?
我今天爱你热度一百度。
I love you today is 100 degrees.
行吗？
Can you do that?
你谈这样两次三次你就报销了。
You know, if you do this twice or three times, you'll be gone.
因为
finished.
这个爱情的领域不在 形而下的物质上面来表达的。
Because the territory of love is not confined by the dimensions of physics.
对不对？你用错了工具。
You are using
wrong
equipment, wrong method.
我们讲到神的领域的时候。
We talk about the dimensions of God.
那就超越物质的境界了。
That territory is beyond physical matter.
同样的这本书。
The same book here.
约翰福音里面说到。
The book of John tells us.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用灵与真理来拜他。
God is spirit. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit and truth.
所以你如果用科学精神来分析刚刚我们讲的这个神迹，
If you only use science to try to understand the miracles you have just described,
水是不会变成酒的。
Water can never be turned into wine.
但是他是神。
He is God.
他是创造万有从无变成有。
He is the creator of everything. He created everything from nothing.
这个就科学没办法证明了。
This is something beyond our science.
这是要进入信心的领域。
This is the domain of faith.
你知道在这个二十世纪一直到二十一世纪这过去的大概跨越八十年的时光。
You know, 80 years from the 20th to the 21st century, that period.
就是从爱因斯坦以后
After Einstein,
科学家一直在讨论这个宇宙的问题
Scientists have already been talking and debating about the universe
基本上有两个观点
Two main school of thought
一个观点认为这个宇宙是个恒态长它一直是这个样子的
And first, the universe has always been constant like that
它原来就有以后也有不会变的
It's always been like this and will not remain any change will always remain
这叫 steady state对吧
Steady state
对这是一派的观点
It's one school of thought
而且是主流
And it's the main thought
但是另外有一派
Another school of thought
他们从爱因斯坦的相对论里头我不是学物理的我只能把我在书上看见的讲给你们听而已我不见得讲得出其然但是起码讲出它有一个道理在那里
But another school of thought deriving from the principal theory of relativity from Albert Einstein brother is not a scientist but he can tell you the conclusion
有一个科学家叫 Lemaitre 是一个比利时的神天主教的神父
a Belgian Catholic priest
他是一个数学家
he's a mathematician
他就根据这个爱因斯坦的相对论的那个公式他去推演
according to the formula from relativity from Einstein he derived
他把那个公式 推演之后他有一天他就找爱因斯坦就是说根据你的那个公式啊，这个宇宙是像大烟花一样从无到有炸开来的
so one day he visited Einstein and discussed with him according to your theoryThe universe is constantly expanding, just like firework.
当爱因斯坦听到这位数学家跟他这样讲的时候，就说你的数学没有问题，但是你的物理是一塌糊涂。
But when Einstein heard that, he said your mathematics is good, but your physics is poor.
因为他在无形中就说出一件事情，这个整个的宇宙是从零开始，然后忽然间每一件事情就出来了。
Because if that's the fact.You are telling the universe indeed began with zero, but and continually expanding.
这个叫做他用的词叫做 Big Bang,
and that is the theory of Big Bang.
那中文的人翻译成大爆炸
Chinese is Big Bang, Big Explosion.
但是我读完之后，我觉得大爆炸是乱七八糟，叫做爆炸
You know that Big Bang in Chinese is very chaotic.
原来这位数学家他说 Big Bang 的时候他是指着大烟花的爆炸不是爆炸弹的爆炸
But that Big Bang originally doesn't mean big explosion random and chaotic but it's like a firework big expansion
只有恐怖分子才用 大爆炸
you know, only terrorists would use big explosion
对但是我们喜欢看的是烟花因为它漂亮有秩序有美感
But we enjoy the firework expansionLike a beautiful.
这是这个 Lemaitre 这个神父他提出来的。
He derived this.
从他在三零年代提出这个理论之后，经过八十年不同的科学家做不同的实验，最后证明是这么一回事。Big Bang 是
You know, since the 30s, for almost 80 years, many, many scientists continue to do the research. The conclusion now, yes, this is true. The universe is expanding.
是从无变成有。
From nothing becoming something.
那这个是属于神学的领域，也是属于信心的领域了。
This is not a domain of theology as well as faith.
因为照科学，你没有办法解释从零怎么可以变出万有来，这是不合乎科学的。
Because science cannot explain you how can you derive something from nothing.
但是圣经是这样的，起初神创造天地。
But the Bible has told us clearly, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth.
讲到有一个开始。
In the beginning.
它不是一个一直是如此的，从来没有变化的，不。他原来什么都没有，然后经过一个大的爆炸之后，他开始了每一件事。
It is not always a constant steady state, but from nothing, a big bang, now it continues to expand.
你知道，这是物质界，你可以看到有这个所谓的 big bang.
You know, our physical world, you can see the big bang.
90年代又有一个 big bang.
You know, in the 90s, there's another big bang.
你知道，所有讲无神论的人。
All those atheists,
他们相信人是怎么来的
？You know they believe how men come into existence.
猴子变的，对吧
？Monkey.
所以你看到猴子就老祖宗好。
Okay, if you see a monkey, you say hello, my ancestor.
都引用这是达尔文的所谓进化论。
Of course, we know the evolution from Darwin.
但是中国有一个地方，澳洲也有一个地方。
There's a place in China and also in Australia.
化石。
Fossils.
这个化石最完整的是在中国云南的一个地方叫做澄江。
There is a place called 澄江 in the Yunnan province of China.
我们中间有多少人听过澄江
？Have you been to 澄江？
有一位
，one，
还有没有
？Two.
我这次每次问什么问题，大家都是有一个起码不错。
Not bad. At least one positive response.
你们如果到中国去，你对化石有一点兴趣的话，澄江是必须去看的。
If you're interested in fossils, you have to visit when you one day go to China, 澄江。
因为进化论它一个最大的一个假设
，You know the biggest postulation or hypothesis.
就是它画了一个叫做进化树。
There's a chart, evolution chart.
从单细胞
from one as unit,
然后慢慢变成多细胞
，a multi-cell，
然后变成。从低等动物然后变成高等动物对吧这它有一个进化树
There's a chart of evolution from simple to complex
然后说这个从单细胞慢慢变成多细胞变成复杂是要经过几千万年的变化叫做进化
the theory is from unicell to multicell to organisms to complex animals you have to gone through millions of years
对所以叫做 evolution， 它是一个进化的过程
，like evolving from simple to complex。
如果你到澄江去
，but if you go to 澄江，
你看到那边的化石
，you visit those fossils。
那个化石是在寒武纪的时代
，and that belongs to Han Dynasty。
No， 不是 Han Dynasty， 是 Cambrian Age。
The Cambrian Age
比汉朝更远了，这是
far before the
对，这是在。几千万年之前的事情
，many years before。
那么你看那个化石的时候，化石群
，and you see that fossils all there。
从最低等的动物
，from the most simple animal，
从单细胞
，from
一直到高等的动物
，to advanced
复杂的
organism complex，
同时出现
，you can find them。Concurrently happening at the same time.
那个在那一年的这个事情研究了17年，最后由中科院发表这一篇论文，然后那个时候的美国的 Time Magazine 就有一个封面叫做 Animal Kingdom Big Bang， 就是动物世界的大烟花。
So after the discovery, 17 years, a lot of researchers, and then at the end, in America, the Time magazine, it says, Animal Kingdom, Big Bang.
所以我就是一个是在 这个宇宙中的一个大大烟花大爆炸。
So first of all, the universe.
然后你看到在动物的世界也有一个同样的大爆炸，从最低等到最高等同时出现。
So they discovered another big bang from the animal world, from the simplest to the most complex. It happened at the same time.
所以我讲这个干嘛
？So why do I explain this to you?
我讲这个就是圣经告诉我们有一个起头。
The Bible is telling us there is a beginning for everything.
在旧约的第一句话告诉我们有起头，在这个作者约翰福音的第一句话太初有道，也是告诉我们有个起头。
The Bible in the Old Testament, the first book, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and then the book of John, in the beginning.
我们所传的耶稣基督
，The Jesus Christ we have preached.
他是神来做人
，Jesus is God.Becoming man.
神是创造万有的这位神。
God is the creator of the whole universe.
他从无有
from nothing
造出万有。
He created everything.
这是圣经所启示的这位伟大的神。
This is the God the Bible has revealed.
他不但是创造了万有。
Not only he created everything,
他也创造了你，也创造了我。
But he also created you and I.
他在人的身上有一个伟大的旨意。
For you and for mankind, he has a marvelous purpose.
那么他来到这个世界干嘛呢
？And why did he come?
因为人堕落了。
Because man has fallen.
人没有听神的话。
Man hasn't obeyed.
人走自己的路。
Man wants to walk his own way.
所以你就看到今天的世界。
So you can see this world.
人不管你有钱，你穷，你有地位，你没有地位。
Doesn't matter whether you're rich man or poor man, high ranking or lowly man.
你都有同样的经历。
You have the same experience.
生老病死，对吗
？Your birth, you get age, you get sick, and then you die.
然后你在这个世界忙忙碌碌，赚得全世界。
You're busy and busy here and there, and you earn the whole world.
但是当你走的时候。
But then as you depart,
一毛也带不走。
Nothing you can bring with you.
你光溜溜的来到这个世界。
Naked, you came to this earth.
最后呢
？At the end,
也是光溜溜的来离开这个世界。
You'll be naked, leaving the world.
在死亡面前，人一律平等。
Before death, we are all equal.
你的酒
，your wine,
带给你的就是短暂的。快乐
can only bring you temporary happiness,
对吧？这是人生最大的遗憾。
This is the biggest regret of life.
不管你的婚姻
whether it's a wedding, your marriage,
这是我们现在看见的。
The one we have to
read. 你往后读的那几件事情，圣殿代表的是宗教。
All the events afterwards, the temple represents religion.
宗教是这个圣殿是犹太教的核心。
You know, the temple is the core of Judaism.
很多人以我是指犹太人是以这个圣殿为夸口的
You know, many Jews were so boastful, proud of the temple.
我们犹太人是上帝的选民
We Jews are the chosen people.
全世界要认识神必须来找我们犹太人你们才能够知道神是谁
For the whole world, if you want to know God, you must come to Jews, then you can see God.
他们以这个圣殿为他们终身的夸口
The temple is the pride of their life, glory of their life.
你会发现
But then you'll find,
当耶稣出来传道的时候
When Jesus began to preach the gospel,
他去走到圣殿里头去
He went to the temple.
人民来到圣殿的时候、哦、这是庄严这是伟大这是神圣的地方
You know, when men came to this temple, what a magnificent temple, glorious.
但是耶稣来的时候
But when Jesus came,
他看见的不是这些外表的东西
He didn't see the outward thing.
是有大祭司在这里
Yes, the high priest was there.
是有那些利未人在那里献祭
The Levites were offering sacrifice.
对不对献祭司在那里献在那里讲圣经 有节日
And there were festivals, they were preaching.
上千年的老传统
Old traditions for thousand years.
但是耶稣来看的时候
But when Jesus came, he saw.
你回家可以读
And you go home and look.
他看见的跟老百姓看见的不一样
What he saw was different from what people would see.
那边有买卖牛羊鸽子的，那边有兑换银钱的，这是什么意思
？Trading and also monetary exchange, coinage. What for?
因为圣经规定
，Because the Bible has said,
人来朝见神不可以空手来的。
You cannot come to God empty.
你要带着祭物，要带着礼物来朝见神。
You have to bring gifts and sacrifices to see God.
所以犹太人很聪明啊。
The Jews were very clever.
因为你要家里带一只牛带一只羊带一只鸽子来跑远路很麻烦的。
From a long distance, if you have to bring an ox or sheep or a pigeon, it's deep, very inconvenient.
然后圣经规定不可以有瑕疵，这些祭物来的必须是完美的祭物。
And the laws also have commanded that it must be without defect.
那么如果你带了三四天的路，带了一只牛，带了一只羊来，结果祭司一检查不合格。
Imagine you brought a far from a far distance walking for 3-4 days an ox, but then when the priest examined it is with defect.
那你这一趟就白干了。
Then you just waste your time.
对吧？所以他们就想了一个聪明的办法。
So they devised a very clever plan.
他们就对这些祭司利未人说了。
And they told the priest and the Levites.
你们反正都是住在这里的。
Well, you are staying here.
那你们养牛羊鸽子。
It's easy for you to have the herds.
我们来呢，就来买你们养的牛羊鸽子。
I will just come and buy from you the sheep and the ox.
两全其美。
It's mutually beneficial.
对不对？我们也省事。
We save our time.
你们也可以有外快。
And you can earn some money.
外快懂吧？
It's good.
所以这个是犹太人想出来的招法。
This is the plan devised by the
Jews. 我们中国人叫上有政策，就下有对策。
Just like Chinese people.
对吧？兑换银钱也是一样的。
The same exchange of money.
在那个时候，他们是罗马人的殖民地。
They were under the Roman government.
他们的钱是罗马币。
The coins belongs to the Roman Empire.
但是圣殿的这个钱不收任何外邦的钱。
But the temple wouldn't accept any foreign coinage.
必须是圣殿的银子。
Must be the coin accepted by the temple.
所以他们从外面来的时候，他们要换钱。
So people from different part of the world came, they have to have the money exchange.
我们讲叫做外汇，对不对？我们要换钱嘛。
It's like foreign exchange here.
你知道，你在机场在银行换钱的时候，他不是照汇率换给你，他还要收一个手续费的吧。
You know, whether it's the airport or the bank, if you want to do foreign exchange, they will have a handling fee or
这些人都是什么人发明的？
You know, all these commission and things, who started that first?
犹太人。
Jewish people.
对吧？所以这就是耶稣在圣殿看见的这些为人民服务的东西。
This is what Jesus saw, so-called serving the people.
所以这些祭司一面是在那里侍奉神，但是另一面呢，在侍奉马门。
So the priests there, on one hand they were serving God, but at the same time they are serving mammon.
所以主耶稣就大怒，就把这些人统统赶出去。
So Jesus was angry, so he cast out everything.
你们把我父的殿变成贼窝。
And he said, "You have turned my father's temple into a den of robbers."
所以这个宗教的酒。
So the wine from the religion
也是怎么样？
Also,
用尽了。
Also temporary, finish, no more.
如果你看外表，你看不出来；你看里面是一塌糊涂。
Outwardly you cannot see anything, but inwardly the truth is chaotic.
所以有许多人起先很忙碌于宗教，可是，在日子里面再混久了，就会发现哇，这里面怎么那么黑？
You know, people always, when they begin, wow, religion is so good. But after a while, they discovered it's so dark and dirty, religion.
所以这个就让人非常的失望。
It's very disappointing.
就远离了神。
And people just left God.
因为这个黑暗就跌倒了。
Because of the darkness, they were stumbled.
今天无神论最多的人是犹太人。
You know, among the atheists, Jews has the highest proportion.
他们就是因为这些犹太教里面黑暗的事情看太多了。
It is because they have seen so many dark things from Judaism.
你到第三章到第四章道理都是差不多的。
The same for chapter 3 and 4.
那个是第三章是讲的一个做官的人。
And the chapter 3 talks about a high official.
而且他是一个法利赛人。
A ruling council.
那意思就是说他在政治在宗教上都是叫做响当当的人物。
That means he's not almost number one in the religious world and also in the political world.
他是照人看，他是功成名就。
You know, man's appraiser will be a very successful man.
但是他有一天晚上来找耶稣。
In one evening, he came to see Jesus.
我估计他是一个老先生，圣经说他老。
He's an aged man.
那么一个 功成名就的老先生德高望重，晚上为什么要来看一个三十岁的年轻人呢？
A distinguished achieved man, old age, why would he come to see a man only 30 years old at night time?
他说，我看你所行的神迹，若不是从神来的，没有人能够做。
He said, for no, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with you.
所以这个尼哥底母是一个行家。
So this Nicodemus is a very, is insider.
他看见耶稣就知道这个人不简单。
From his observation, he knew Jesus is no ordinary.
但是白天不来，他晚上来。
Not the day, but at night time he came.
为什么？
Why?
很简单，他是有地位的人。
Because he is a man of ranking.
对不对？白天来找耶稣，人家笑话你，怎么搞什么搞什么？
If he comes during the day, people would tease him. What are you doing here?
但是他心里面有一个结，解不开啊。
But there's something inside he cannot solve.
他是法利赛人。
I'm a Pharisee.
他是从小读圣经、熟读圣经、讲解圣经的一个人呢。
From my youth, I am so familiar with the Bible. I actually preach the Bible.
他是遵行神的话，想要有一天离开这个世界的时候可以进神的国。
He diligently obeyed the word of God, thinking that one day when he departed the earth, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
照人看他已经成了。
From man's perspective, he's already successful.
他自己知道还没成。
He himself knows.
他发现他里头还有很多的问题没有办法解决。
Still so many problems not solved.
所以他自己知道他要离开这个世界。
So he knew one day when he departed from
the earth. 但是他心目中从小追求的这一个神的国，他没有把握能够进。
But he has no assurance that he'll be able to enter into the kingdom of God that has been asking for the many, many years.
他觉得这个年轻人有答案。
Now this young man would have the answer.
因为他是从神来的。
Because he is from God.
所以他来请教他。
So he actually came and asked him.
所以主耶稣就跟他谈话的里面告诉他人。怎么可以进神的国？
And during the conversation, Jesus explained the way to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以这个人也是酒用尽了。
Same thing,
对吧？
But Nicodemus, the wine is no more.
他是有成就的人。
He is distinguished and achieved.
可是这人间的成就，不管是官位大也好，宗教上是人家都尊敬你的老师也好，但是对他来讲，他知道不足以让他。够资格进神的国。
But all these achievements, whether it's religious or political, not qualifying him enough to enter into God's kingdom.
因为人不是单单为今生而活，你还要想到来世，你死了以后去哪里？
Because men do not just live for this life, but the life after this life.
到了第四章，
Now chapter 4,
主耶稣到一个地方去找一个人，圣经告诉我们是叫做撒玛利亚的妇人。
And Jesus went to find a woman called the Samaritan woman.
这个人是中午来打水。
This woman came to draw water at noon.
因为像你们的夏天，中午可以到几度？
So just like your summer here.
啊，很热哦。
During the noon time, it's very hot.
今天四十度，那头都晒昏了，对吧？
You know, you're just so sunny.
所以打水在那个地方。都是到黄昏的时候去打水。
People used to just draw water at dawn.
可是这个女人与众不同。
But this is different.
她不是黄昏来打水，她是中午来打水。
She didn't come at dusk, but in the noontime.
主耶稣就坐在井旁等这个人。
Jesus was sitting at the well and waiting for her.
门徒出去买东西，买中饭去的时候。
The disciples were out for
so 就看到这个女人来，就跟她开始有一段谈话。
And Jesus began the conversation with this woman.
主说，你若喝这个水，还要再渴。
And Jesus told her, if you drink this water, you will be thirsty again.
但是你如果喝我所给你的水，就永远不渴。
But if you drink the water I give you, you will never be thirsty again.
哦，她就好奇了。
And she was perplexed.
你把这个水给我，我就不需要每天中午跑来打水了。
Really?Just give it to me, then I don't need to come every day.
那主耶稣就说，
And then Jesus said,
把你的丈夫叫来。
Ask your husband to come as well.
没有丈夫，我没有。
I don't have any husband.
主耶稣说，你说的不错。
Jesus, you're right.
你已经有五个丈夫。
You have had five husbands.
你现在有的，
The one you have now,
还不是你的。
Still not your husband.
我的天哪，把他
Fully exposing her.
他完全走漏风声了啊！
all his secrets were exposed.
他为什么中午来打水的原因就在这里，他不希望有人知道他的故事。
The reason of she coming to draw water at noon, no one know her.
黄昏来的话，广播电台一大堆，他所有的事情都全世界都知道。
If she comes at dusk, everybody will be talking about her.
哎，结果耶稣好厉害，一下就把他的底牌拆穿了。
But Jesus came and exposed her secrets.
但是这不是耶稣的目的。
But that's not Jesus' purpose.
耶稣的确确可怜这个女人。
Jesus was very gracious and pitiful.
因为她在找什么？
You know what she's looking for indeed? What is her purpose?
找爱情。
Love.
对不对？她希望在这个世界能够找到一个真正能够爱她的男人。
She wants to find true love. A man who really loves her.
一个不对，两个不对，三个不对，四个不对，五个对不对？第六个还是别人的。
One, two, three, four, five, all no good. The sixth one is not her.
也就是说，她里面有一个渴望。
There was a strong desire inside her.
她开始是在某一些人身上找到一点点爱情的水。
She began and found a little.
这个酒也是很快就没有了。
Again, the wine is no more.
他一直在那里换换换
，keep changing, changing, changing.
盼望失望，盼望失望
，hope disappointed, hope disappointed.
最后
，at the end,
我相信他一点快乐都没有。
I believe at the end she wasn't happy at all.
所以主耶稣借这个谈话就要告诉我们：你若喝这个水，你还要再渴。
So Jesus told her, if you are to continue to drink this water, you'll be thirsty ever.
人生有许多的渴望。有很多的失望
so many desires and so many disappointments.
有的人是对你的丈夫对你的妻子失望有的人是对你的儿女失望有的人对你的工作失望我们人生有各式各样的难题
Some of you have been disappointed by your husband, by your wife, by your children, by your work. So many disappointments.
别人不知道但是你自己知道
People might not realize, but you know your disappointment.
所以主耶稣在这里告诉我们凡是酒喝尽的人你要来到我面前
That's why Jesus said here Whoever is thirsty Come to me
我可以把水变成酒
I can change water into wine
而且
And
好酒是留在后头的
Choice wine will be left to the last
亲爱的弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友们
My dear friends and brothers and sisters
我不知道你人生活到今天你在找什么
I don't know what you have been seekingFor in your whole life,
你快乐吗
？Are you really happy?
你满足吗
？Really satisfied?
你有失望吗
？Have you been disappointed?
主耶稣今天要向你说
，Jesus is calling you.
我不管你在找什么
，I don't know what you have been seeking for.
你或多或少都有一个感觉，就是酒用尽了。
But you have experienced the same situation. Your wine is no more.
现在我给你一个机会。
Now I'm giving you a chance.
这个用尽了的酒
This finished wine
还有一个转机
There is a turning point.
就是主耶稣可以把你没有喜乐的那个水变成活水变成好酒
Jesus can turn the useless water into living water and into choice wine.
一个方法
It's only one way.
让他做你生命的主人
Allow Jesus to be your Lord and Master
听懂了没有
Listen
这一切的关键性的钥匙
The turning key
你要让这位神的儿子耶稣基督在你的生命中不是做客人
Is to allow Jesus the Son of God to be your Master and not your guest
他是你生命中的主人
He is your Master
那他可以把你的生命中那一个用尽的酒再得回来
Then he can from the useless left water
你在他的身上能够找到真实的满足与快乐
And in him you can find true satisfaction and happiness
这是一个真基督徒的见证
This is the story and testimony of any genuine Christian
我们所有基督徒都盼望
We all here Christians, believers
我们都来得着他
We want to get this
我们低头祷告
Let's bow and pray
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you.
你是说话的神。
You're the word, the God who speaks.
你用你的话创造了万有。
With your word, you have created the whole universe.
你就是神的道。
You are the word of God.
当我们人走自己的路，远离神的时候
，as we walk our own way and we depart from you，
我们的酒很快就用完了。
Our wine will very soon be no more。
我们找不到人生的快乐。
We cannot find any happiness。
找不到人生的目的。
No purpose of life。
我们最后也成为罪与死的奴隶。
At the end, we became the slave of death and sin。
当我们的青春过去。
As our youth disappear,
当我们的健康失去
and as our health disappear,
我们就找不到人活着到底为什么
we can no longer see any meaning of life.
但是今天你用你的话来提醒我们
you have used your word to remind us.
这个用尽的酒可以再找回来
this wine can once again be retraced.
这个淡而无味的水可以有一天变成活水变成好酒
Tasteless water can one day be turned into choice wine and living water.
主啊，求你今天在我们中间得着你拣选的人。
May you gain those who you have chosen today.
当我们在这里低头祷告的时候
，and as we bow and pray,
我愿意借着这个机会来问我们在座的福音的朋友们。
I want to use this opportunity to ask you a question, my friends.
你愿意来做一个祷告
？Are you willing to have this prayer?
你说主耶稣啊。
Praying to Jesus,
我愿意邀请你进到我的生命中。
Lord Jesus, I want to invite you to come to my life.
你来做我的主人。
You will come to my life and as my master.
你拯救我的灵魂。
You save my soul.
你也把我生命中已经用尽的酒再找回来。
You once again will find the wine that I've already lost no more.
如果有这样的愿意。
My friends, if you have this desire,
你把你的右手举起来，我为你祷告。
I want you to raise your right hand. I want to pray for you.
有吗
？Anyone among us?
今天是有一位。
There's one.
还有吗
？Praise the Lord.
还有吗
？Anyone more? Anyone more?
有两位，感谢主。
Another one. We thank the Lord.
还有吗
？Anyone more? Any more?
还有人要接受主耶稣？今天是圣诞节啊，是最好的机会啊。
Christmas time is the best time.
让主耶稣降生在你的生命中
May Jesus be born in your life
让他来成为你生命的主
Allow Jesus to be your master
还有吗
Any more
你愿意今天打开你的心
Willing
来接受耶稣
to accept Jesus
刚刚已经有两位这边一位那边一位还有吗
We have two already raised your hand Any more
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us.
让我们做一个你人生中最聪明的一个选择
May the Lord help you to make the most important choice in your life.
主耶稣降生在这个世界
Jesus was born on this earth.
他来寻找
He came to seek.
不是义人
Not the good man.
他乃是找罪人
But he came to seek the sinner.
那些有需要拯救的人
Those who really need salvation.
我们能够在神的面前打开我们的心说主耶稣啊
We can come before the Lord and open our hearts and pray Jesus we need you
求你来进到我的生命中
We need you please come to my heart
有吗
Anyone else you want to make this decision
这是最好的机会
This is the best time for you
所有的物质不能代替这位创造万有的神
Anything in this world cannot replace God who created the universe.
你来接受他。
Come and accept Jesus.
是你这一生最聪明的决定。
It is the most clever decision you will ever make in your life.
还有吗
Is there anyone?
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们刚刚举手的两位姐妹。你跟我一起，我开口，你跟我说，一起说。
The one who have raised your hand and two sisters, when I pray, you follow me.
如果你没有举手，但是你还是愿意做这个祷告，你也跟我一起说。
If you haven't raised your hand but you still want to have this prayer, you can follow my prayer.
好，我们低头。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father,
我感谢你。
I thank you.
我从前不认识你。
In the past.I do not even know you.
今天我听见你自己的话。
Today I have heard your words.
我人生的酒用尽了。
The wine of my life is no more.
今天听见你可以叫我的人生有改变。
But today I have heard that I can have a new life.
你能够让好酒留在后头。
you will leave the choice wine to the last.
你可以让那个世上的那个喝了还要渴的水变成活水。
You can turn the water who can never quench any thirst into the living water and best wine.
主啊，我把我的心打开来。
My Lord, I open my heart to you.
求你接受我这一个罪人。
Please accept me.
求你做我生命的主。
Please become the Lord of my life.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.